New Orleans DA, teens accused of murdering senior and carjacking will be tried as adults. By Nick Gilbertson on May 1, 2022. Four teens will be tried as adults on second-degree murder charges in New Orleans after prosecutors said they carjacked 73-year-old grandmother Linda Frickley and dragged her down the street while she was still attached to her vehicle until her arm was severed. She died on the scene moments later, WWL reported. The teens, identified by the outlet as John Honore, 17, Lee Nair Teofil, 15, Markle Curtis, 15, and Brian Yawbaker, 15, were indicted by a grand jury on second-degree murder charges Thursday, the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office said. All of the teens are being held on a $1 million bond. These four have been charged as adults because, simply put, the juvenile court system is not designed for this, District Attorney Jason Williams said at a press conference Thursday. 4 or 5 years for these criminal acts is just not enough. Conviction on a second-degree murder charge carries a mandatory life sentence, WWL noted. In cases involving murder, the difference between juvenile and adult court could mean the difference between a defendant staying in prison until age 21 versus a life sentence. The incident happened in the 300 block of North Scott Street on March 21, the DA's office announced in a release. Williams said the crime happened at 1 p.m., in broad daylight, on a school day as Frickley was leaving work and walking to her car. He added that she was punched and kicked in the process. Police said Frickley became trapped in her seatbelt while the crew of three girls and one boy sped down the block, causing her arm to detach from her torso and her death minutes later, WWL reported. Leanne and Mark Mascar comforted Frickley in her final moments before she died at the scene, according to the outlet. I was telling this woman to hang in there, Mark said. Every time I heard a siren, I was hoping and praying that was an ambulance. The Orleans Parish coroner determined blunt force trauma was the cause of her death, WWL noted. The parents of one of the youngest teens turned their daughter over to authorities, and the parent of the 17-year-old boy did the same. Once officers located the boy, they also discovered the 16-year-old, and the second 15-year-old was located on March 22, as Breitbart News previously reported. Williams said he has spoken to Frickley's family and a myriad of her friends who painted the picture of a loving and selfless person. Every single person to a fault has had nothing but glowing things to say about this phenomenal senior who was still actively working in our community and not scared to go in any neighborhood, he explained. WDSU reported that Frickley was a grandmother. Williams acknowledged that some community members may be upset that he charged the teens as adults. Now, I know that there are some in this community who will absolutely say that I am wrong for charging these four young people as adults, while I say it was wrong of them to prey on and kill one of our elders, Williams said Thursday. It is equally wrong to ignore the absurd state of affairs we are living now in the city of New Orleans, he went on to add. It is wrong that this city is collectively utterly failing our children and consequently every citizen and every visitor to this city. He emphasized that the four juveniles should have been in school at the time of the incident and said truancy is rampant and unaddressed in the city. Williams met with the incoming superintendent and said they would be working in partnership to address attendance issues.